following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome to X's and Bros. Good Tuesday morning to all of you, the fourth day of August 2020. Welcome here to all of our listeners all across the great state of Michigan and to our friends in the Glass City as well. Danica Halen and Ryan Elke are in the studio. I'm Anthony Bellino. Plenty of ways you can get in contact with us this morning. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. You can text the call the Auto Valley guest line because you don't want to text that number. 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and good morning to all of our viewers on Comcast Channel 900 as well. If you miss any portion of the show, you can always catch up at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, and you can find our podcast wherever you get your podcasts at, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, all that. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key on the Twitterverse. Danny is at Dan in the studio, and I am Anthony and AC Polino. And of course, good morning to our buddy Jake Woods down there in the Glass City as well. You can find him at Woods on Air. Dan, Ryan, good morning to you, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing good. Caught a lot of hockey yesterday because out of five NBA games, only two were nationally televised. As opposed to NHL, they had all their games on NBCSN. So thank you, NBA, for not making your whole product accessible to everyone.
Wait a minute. Denver OKC was on. Miami Toronto was on.
On NBA TV. So that's not everyone has that.
The Lakers in Utah were on.
Yep, that was on ESPN. It said two out of the five games were on
ESPN. New Orleans and Memphis were on.
Again, are you hearing numbers or are you just two out of five?
I'm trying to remember. I think that I had ESPN on because we had two games. Memphis, New Orleans,
and then Lakers, Utah were the only two nationally televised. That didn't start till 6:30, even though games started, I believe, at 1:30.
Toronto, Miami was on NBA TV?
Yes.
You don't have NBA TV?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not the nation's problem.
It's NBA's problem. And it's also MLB's problem for not only are you canceling every other game due to coronavirus, that for some reason yesterday all your games start at 7 o'clock or later. You're not taking advantage of your own window.
The big miss by MLB. There should be day game baseball every day.
Which I believe there is today. I believe there's a game on ESPN at 2 o'clock. So thankfully.
Yeah, and I don't know how it works. Like in a regional network, if they have coverage for the game, can ESPN tap into that, or why they wouldn't be able to? That's all way above my head and my pay grade. But you're right. At 2 p.m., you'll get the Pirates and the Twinkies. Then you won't get a game until 6:10 tonight, and that'll be the Indians and the Reds. The Indians, who have only scored 6 runs in their last 6 games.
Well, what was going to happen on Saturday with the Tigers and Reds before it got rained out is that Big Fox actually tapped into Fox Sports Detroit's feed. So it was going to be Matt Shepard and Jack Morris on the call on Fox.
Boy, that would have been cool. That would have been good for them as well. We have a lot of – how are you, Dan? I mean, Ryan's very perturbed right now because he doesn't have NBA TV and can only watch one game on television.
I did get to watch a lot more than Ryan. I do feel bad. But, no, yesterday was good. It was a rest day. It was a long weekend. So yesterday was recovery day.
Do you need a vacation after a weekend? Do you ever feel like sometimes you just
need a few days off? Because, I mean – prior to this weekend, I was up north like 4 or 5 weekends.
How many hours were you in the car?
A lot of hours because a lot of it was driving to golf courses and then driving back and then, yeah. So I'm lucky that I don't have to do much this week, although I was looking forward to working a few of these Tigers games this week, and that's not happening.
Yeah, about that. We'll get into this case in the saga that is the St. Louis Cardinals. What happened? What didn't happen? There are things that we don't know that are being rumored out there. And if it's true about the Cardinals going to the casino, then I think that we have a serious, serious issue. But then again, what does it matter? MLB's not going to do anything anyways. You know, it's not like that organization has any control about whatever's going on. They're kind of like the NCAA at this point, the way I look at it. So we've got a lot to get to. We'll talk to John Wagner on the baseball end. We'll talk to him about that very discussion about the Cardinals and the Tigers. So we'll hop into that a little bit as well with him. And if we're lucky, we might get to the Pac-12 conversation because he does cover college football for the National Football Foundation and the Football Writers Association of America with their Super 16 poll. And I think that you know, he'll have an interesting viewpoint if we have time to dive into the Pac-12 list of demands. I just like the fact that they said these are our demands. If I'm a Pac-12 school and they come to me with like these are my demands. No more facilities, cut that coach's check, all this, that, the third. You know, I'd say, hey, you don't have to be here. You like your scholarship? If you do, you can stay. If you don't, leave. Just leave. Because we got our entire conference in our backyard known as the Mountain West. That transfer portal will open up. Trust us. We're not worried about it. We're not going to lose sleep over a handful of kids that are going to try to strong arm a university that wants to tap into their endowment to pay for athletic stuff. Like, come on, get out of here. All right, so what else is going on in the world of sports? Well, we'll run through the headlines real, real quick to get you caught up on everything that's happening locally, regionally, and nationally.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
We'll start in our backyard as the Red Wings have loaned their top draft pick, Moritz Seider, to Mannheim during the pandemic, which is crazy because I know a guy who's actually his line mate. The guy's name is Cody Lampel. Xavier Tillman, I don't know if we talked about this yesterday, but we should have. But in case I missed it, Xavier Tillman is going to remain in the NBA draft. Aaron Henry will return to Michigan State. And Michigan football, how about this story here? Damon Payne, who's a five-star defensive tackle here in the state of Michigan. Michigan allegedly stopped recruiting him. And he is now committed to Alabama. And if that is the case, I don't know the full backstory there, but if that's the case, that's going to be a real tough loss to try to swallow when you get a kid who's a five-star in your own state and you can't retain him. That's a big problem. Seahawks are monitoring the Antonio Brown situation and are open to opening their doors up to Josh Gordon's return, according to Pete Carroll. So maybe they're looking for the most dysfunctional group of wide receivers they can find. And if so, Seattle seems like the place to go. The NFL opt-out deadline has been set for Thursday, according to sources, and players are not happy. But the Players Association agreed to shorten the window between finalizing of the agreement and the opt-out deadline, which is originally supposed to be 7 days in exchange for some concessions on the final language, according to sources, of course. Language sources. Love it. New Orleans Pelicans extend Zion Williamson's minutes to 25 in the closing time of the game yesterday. There has been a lot of, I wouldn't say he's complaining, but he's been outspoken about having to ride the bench during a time in which the team is really trying to, you know, make a push. And at the end of the games, he caught a lob from Lonzo Ball for an alley-oop slam yesterday that was incredible. LeBron James stays on the social justice message after the Lakers clinch the first number one seed in a decade. So congratulations to the Lakers. A 116-108 win over the Utah Jazz that took everything in Anthony Davis's power last night. I would almost be willing to bet you you could take the Lakers and I'll take the field. And I think I can win that bet. The Lakers just look out of sync. I mean, Anthony Davis had to have a big-time night last night for that team to beat the Utah Jazz. And I'm not saying that the Utah Jazz are any schlubs by any stretch of the imagination. But if you have to rely on, you know, LeBron and Anthony Davis going damn near 40 points every game, you're going to be in trouble. MILB's new president installs a new committee to handle MLB negotiations. So 5 weeks after Minor League Baseball President Pat O'Connor announced the cancellation of the season, he disbanded the MILB committee that was handling the negotiations with MLB over future structure and governance of the minors. I don't know what that means, but sounds like they're trying to get their committee. I don't know. There's nothing you could do this year. So whether you want to, you know, be upset about it or not, you can't do anything. Derek Jeter blames the Miami Marlins coronavirus outbreak on a false sense of security. Justin Thomas held off Brooks Koepka on Sunday to win the WGC, reclaim number one. We've got a major tournament coming up this week, and that's what we have for the headlines. We're back with more of X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
What will you do with tomorrow? Will you use it to make life better for you and your family? Will you spend it on an adventure, traveling somewhere new and experiencing something profound? Will you use tomorrow to rest, to work, to hope, to love? Your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will be filled with opportunity and potential. And your tomorrow like every tomorrow, will unfold in part because of your brain. There will be moments tomorrow that can be seized by you, driven by you, and defined by you. Your brain can lead you there. Your brain can make tomorrow memorable. Whether your efforts are realized by thousands or felt only by you, tomorrow matters. And tomorrow is worth happening.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Huge here for my good friend Mark Ewell. He's the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And during this COVID-19 pandemic, they've been trying to find the balance between safety and the return to play for high school athletes throughout Michigan. You can get the latest news from their Lansing office at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook, and online at MHSAA.com. They are currently formulating plans for the fall, spring, and the entire upcoming school year when it comes to high school sports, including summer trainings and workouts that could lead into scrimmages and practices beginning for fall sports. So again, go to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook to get the latest on COVID-19 and its impact on the return of high school sports in Michigan.
Baby, Johnny Cain's in the house. Ooh, baby, Johnny Cain's in the house.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros. No, Johnny Cain is not in the house with us this morning. Although you never know, he might randomly call in. I don't want to write it off just yet. But no plans to talk to Mr. Cain this morning. But I was so happy when Gardy said that I was like, okay, this is perfect for the next time Johnny comes on the show. I'd love that. We welcome you back here to X's and Bros, hour number one this morning here on the Michigan Sports Network. Good morning to all of you, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 to 9 here on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny and Ryan in the studio. I'm Anthony Bellino, and I brought this up in the break, and now all of a sudden we're having this debate a little bit. But is Fred VanVleet, is he playing at a level where he is just good enough to help lead the Toronto Raptors sans Kawhi Leonard? And a lot of people wrote the Raptors off without Kawhi Leonard, and they've played very good basketball. They've been a top four team in the league, top couple team in the Eastern Conference all season long. And when watching Fred VanVleet and some of the numbers and success that he's having, it's kind of scary because there is a team out there searching for a player somewhat like him, and he is 26 years old, and he is in the last year of a two-year, $18 million contract extension that he had signed prior to the 2018-19 season. Toronto will have another run at him, but does this mean, and I saw our guy James Edwards tweeting about this, it was eyeball emojis. I said, James, you put those eyeballs down. Put those eyeballs down here. But is Fred VanVleet, is he playing just well enough for the Raptors to make him a legitimate target for the Detroit Pistons?
That kind of sounds like our Boogaloo Supreme poll of the day.
Oh, it's terrifying. It to me, it's terrifying. Like this is right in the area where I start to get real concerned because of, you know, we were celebrating, I believe yesterday was the anniversary of Ben Wallace, the trade that brought Ben Wallace to the Detroit Pistons.
That's correct. 20 years ago yesterday.
Every once in a while, something like that will work out. Ben Wallace and Chauncey coming to Detroit, that works out.
But it's not like, I mean, we didn't, yeah, those guys were kind of unknowns. I think Fred VanVleet has been at least on the rise since the beginning of last year.
I would agree with that.
And he has a ring. I mean, are we expecting the Pistons to give him a max contract or just, you know, the Allen Crabbe deal?
Well, you got to look at what does the NBA do this offseason, whenever the offseason is going to take place at some point in the fall, with the salary cap? And are they going to, you know, drop the salary cap instead of stretching the losses over multiple years? Then Fred VanVleet might be wise to consider taking a shorter deal with the team so that he can return to free agency as quickly as possible. Therefore, he would be able to get what, you know, most people think that in your third contract in the NBA, your second and third are usually pretty big, depending on how you're playing. In this case, if he's looking, you know, he might be looking at another two-year deal here where it's like, okay, I got to play on this money right now, and I'm going to have to play really well up until the age of 28 and then get one more deal carrying me into my, you know, early 30s? Or do you side long-term in the hopes that, hey, maybe I'm not so much of a cap hit this year, but when that salary cap expands, you know, maybe he and his agent try to work something out with the franchise where he doesn't necessarily get hit right off the bat, but there's a way to work it out within the cap and in how the money would work out with a team that has cap space, which would be the Detroit Pistons. Oh, baby. I don't know. It's scary. This is why you pay front office people.
You would be scared to sign Fred VanVleet right now. Just because of the money? Or you just don't know if he can keep up the consistency of his play?
I am.
You don't think he's going to be a star is what you're trying to say.
Is he a star right now? What am I seeing? Do I trust myself? What am I seeing with Fred VanVleet? And that, to me, is the hardest part. Is he a star right now? Because he's not going to sign anywhere for what he did with Toronto, 2 years and $18 million. He's not playing for $9 million a season. Like, he's minimum 15. So is that what you want to do, having $33 million in cap space? Is that what you want to do with an average roster age that's about 25 and a half years old? Which is, I'd say, right around the middle of the league when it comes to age, maybe a little bit younger than the mean. You know, is that what you want to do? It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying.
I think it's great. The Pistons are finally in a position that maybe they could sign a guy or two. This is a miracle. And we still have the Blake Griffin contract.
Still have the Blake Griffin contract, and that's the last one on the books. And then you look at the way Andre Drummond like immediately re-signed in Cleveland, and it was like, this is exactly why you had to trade this guy. There's no way you can pay a center like him in 2020, a guy that can't shoot outside the paint. There's no way you can pay him. He doesn't pass overly well. Sure, he rebounds. You're 7 feet tall. You should be rebounding. You know, the free throw numbers, like, you could not pay that kind of money to somebody.
See, that I disagree a little bit with that. I mean, Jonas Valanciunas is out there with the Grizzlies. He's rumbling around, and they still do pretty well.
I would say that Valanciunas is a much better passer and a much better shooter. Like, if you're sending Valanciunas or Drummond to the line with your life on the line,
okay,
who are you going to bet on?
That's a little different.
Valanciunas, 100 days out of 100. Like, absolutely. The luxury tax space right now for the Pistons is up near $68 million. Like, they've got some cash that they can play with. And as you mentioned, with Blake Griffin being the last big, like, monumental contract left on the books right now, they've got space. He's a $36.8 million hit. What's the rest of the roster looking like? Tony Snell at $12 million. Derrick Rose at $7.6 million. That's a steal. Luke Kennard at $5.2 million. Sekou at $3.5 million. Come on. So you've got some low numbers there. Christian Wood. It will be a huge question to see how are they going to, you know, re-sign him. How much money are they going to offer him? Because I think that you try to keep him for as long as possible. I think that's a really good situation for him here, and I think that it's also a good opportunity to kind of have, from a story perspective, you know, the team that actually gave him a legitimate run. I mean, it's been pretty nice. So you have that, but then also you have a guy that was playing last night who I'm very intrigued in, very intrigued in, because what the Pistons need is an athletic scoring wing. That's what they need. Do you know who that could be? A guy on his end of his rookie deal, making a base salary of $7.6 million, right now down in New Orleans. It's Brandon Ingram, who was selected in the 2016 draft, round number one, number two overall, went to the L.A. Lakers. He was then dealt in the deal with Anthony Davis that sent Anthony Davis to L.A. Brandon Ingram goes to the Pelicans, which means there are no bird rights. There are no Supermax. Like, he misses out on all of that. Here we go. His cap hits were 5.2, 5.5, 5.7, and now $7.2 million. That's it. Qualifying offer for him will be $9.4 million. That's the qualifying offer. He's not signing for $9.4 million. Like, it, if anything, the Pistons have to take New Orleans to the table and force their hand a little bit. Like, look, if you're not going to pay the guy, we will. So what do you want to do? You look at what New Orleans has brewing between Zion, Lonzo, Brandon Ingram. They got a nice little core of young players right now. Will they be able to keep that all together? Do they see Brandon Ingram as somewhat expendable in that group? I don't know. But Fred VanVleet, it's scaring me. What am I seeing? Are we watching middle age is probably the wrong word, but are we watching a star in the making? That I just don't know yet. John Wagner joins us next. We're going to talk some baseball coming up here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for the sports medicine team at Metro Health University of Michigan Health. Now, they serve the entire state, and they offer up some of the best sports physicians, physical therapists, access to some of the best surgeons, and also a training staff that covers every sport, high school, youth, college, and pro. You can go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. If you or a child of yours has suffered an injury and you want to get back to playing or maybe going out for that nightly jog, they can help. Or maybe your child wants to return to that game they love to play. Go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. From youth to high school to college to semi-pro and pro sports, they are the leaders when it comes to dealing with sports injuries. Find out more. Go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. That's metrohealth.net.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle during the $1 Million Summer. Saturdays now through September. That's right. $1 Million in premium play is up for grabs, with six players winning $500 every half hour from 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. It's the $1 Million Summer, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for Watson Rockford. The most exciting new Ram truck store in Michigan has joined the Watson Country family of dealerships, known for the best selection and best price on new Ram trucks anywhere in Michigan. Watson Rockford is also an exclusive Business Link dealer, and that means they know trucks, including a full line of Ram commercial trucks like ProMaster. At Watson Rockford, we don't expect your business. We do everything we can to earn it. Get your best price on your new Ram or Jeep during the summer clearance event. Watson Rockford, off of 131, exit 101, and M50.
Welcome back to X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hamlin and Ryan Elke in the studio. I'm Anthony Bellino filling in once again for our buddy Matt Shepard, who's in Tigers baseball. I'm coming to you live from the Radio Bunker, is what I like to call this place. And joining us on the horn right now, he covered the Tigers farm system for two decades. It is my good buddy, John Wagner. Mr. Wagner, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Anthony. I am a little slice of heaven, as always.
You know, I was a little slice of heaven. I know the Dan in the studio, he was a little slice of heaven. We were all getting ready because Dan works for Fox Sports Detroit, you know, working Tigers baseball games behind the scenes. And he was excited to get to see some of his coworkers. And I was excited to see if maybe the Tigers would get back to some of their winning ways after a difficult weekend they had at home against Cincinnati. And the St. Louis Cardinals were supposed to, you know, be in town. And all of a sudden, a four-game series in Detroit at Comerica Park has been postponed. They have 13 members of the organization test positive for COVID-19 in the last week, including 7 players and 6 staff members. The club, which has been in quarantine since Thursday, is going to stay in Milwaukee. Their personnel will continue to be tested daily. The tentative plan is to have their team to resume its regular schedule on Friday against the Chicago Cubs in St. Louis. Now, there are reports that the Cardinals actually went out to a casino at some point. And to me, that is just baffling. It is baffling, John, because we look at the NBA, they're doing fine. The NHL, they're doing fine. Another day of no tests. But the Major League Baseball, for whatever reason, the players didn't want to do the hub city idea. We thought about Arizona. We thought about Florida. And people say, well, Florida has an outbreak. Well, Orlando's in Florida, and that's where the NBA bubble is. So my question to you is, one, how did the Cardinals let this happen? Two, how ignorant do you have to be to know that you are playing a game, you're collecting a paycheck during a pandemic in which it is crucial and vital that everybody stay negative when it comes to the testing, and you still put yourself in that position? And three, how should Major League Baseball respond to this?
Well, you know, the answer is the question one or two. You should be asking people who go out there and don't wear masks and then wonder, well, can we actually have a high school sports season, or will our kids get to go back to school, or any of those kinds of things? You know, ask those people, not me. That, to me, it makes no sense. But, you know, hey, I'm some old funny daddy living in Minnesota. What do I know, right? The answer to number three, though, I think is fascinating. I don't know what that answer is, but Major League Baseball has my permission to bring the hammer hard there. It's tough to do a bubble in baseball. It's tough in any sport, but in baseball, there are just so many moving parts. I mean, could you imagine an NFL system where you had people in a bubble? I mean, baseball is not as big roster-wise as football, but baseball rosters are bigger than certainly basketball and a little bit bigger than hockey. And all the other accoutrements that you need in baseball, they're just more. You know, there are more coaches. There are more other officials that are involved with the game. So it's tougher. But yeah, I think the other end of it is, and we've talked about this, you and I, before, Anthony, hockey and basketball have the advantage of having the majority of their season done. They could legitimately go at this point to the playoffs or be close to the playoffs, have a finite number of games before they start the playoffs. Baseball had nothing going on. No season had started when COVID-19 hit. So they had to play some games before they could actually play a postseason. So there's kind of a disadvantage there. But yeah, if those words about the Cardinals are true, that they went out and went to a casino or left the hotel, period, beyond typical constraints, you know, to live with your family or, you know, to stay sheltered. If they went out and broke that, I'm totally willing to bring the hammer down on them as thoroughly as you wish. Whether it's taking away draft choices, fining them, just basically counting them out of the playoffs, whatever you want to do, you got to be smart here. And I would be hard pressed to think of something more stupid than during what should really, you know, if we're being honest here, this should be a quarantine situation. I think everybody knows that in their heart of hearts. Whether you don't like that, whether you just are uncomfortable with it, I get it, but you got to realize that's what should be happening. And when it's not happening, and in fact you go 180 degrees and, you know, you're going out into a dangerous situation from a COVID-19 standpoint. I'm not saying it was dangerous, you know, life-threatening in terms of getting beat up or any of those kinds of things. But just a dangerous situation for the containment of the disease, or for the virus, rather. and you basically thumb your nose at it. I mean, you deserve whatever you get, in my opinion.
You know, John, I was tweeting about this yesterday and, you know, talking about it today as well, that I think that because, you know, you put everybody, it's not just your team that's now at risk. It's everybody within your organization. It's the, you know, some of the older coaching staff members who are might be in that group that is more likely or more susceptible to some serious complications with this. That's not to say that other people aren't. We heard about a story from a player, player's mom posting on Facebook from Indiana and the Hoosiers, and her son has a heart complication now. We've seen that at the Major League Baseball level as well with, I believe, what was it, Eduardo Rodriguez maybe, who now has a heart condition due to this thing. So you're not only putting those folks
in
danger.
Caused by COVID-19, yes. Caused by the disease. Even though he overcame it, this virus, it caused heart problems, and he can't pitch right now.
And you know, it, not to make it, I'll save my heart problems Tigers bullpen joke for, you know, a time that's probably more appropriate than after that. But my point being is that you put everybody in your organization at risk, and then you have to go play with other teams. We just got done talking about this with the Marlins, and it's like, how in the world, and baseball is dropping the ball, in my opinion, John. I feel like Rob Manfred, and we look back to what happened, or better yet, what didn't happen with the Houston Astros and their cheating scandal, and things just aren't taken seriously. I'm for forfeiture of games. I'm for fining the players that went out. Now, whether you want to say that the organization's going to lose some picks or whatnot, you want to hammer them, go ahead. If you can't control your players, then you should be responsible as well. And if the players can't control themselves, because we're looking at this 66 days. You're going to play 60 games in 66 days. And if you can't figure it out for a little bit more than 3 months and you can't act like a professional, then I don't know what we're doing here. I honestly don't. It's bothersome to me because I don't necessarily care about the players themselves. I'm more concerned about the people who are freelance employees, I guess, or freelance workers, that their jobs depend on these games being on television. And it's important. And you're affecting people that aren't making $5, $6, $8, $10 million a year. Like, it's just, and it, to me, it's mind-boggling that somebody could be so self-centered. Let's go catch a hot hand at a dice game and hit a casino and then cause the postponement of games, which is, you know, whether they make them up or not, you could be potentially taking away 4 days of income for the other guys.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I have some sympathy.
But do you
that.
Feel me? I know you but hear I, me, but do you feel me what I'm saying? Because I'm real upset right now, John.
Yeah, I and that part I feel, Anthony, but no, I don't feel you on this one. I just don't. I got to be honest. If we were really thinking about safety of everyone involved, we would not be playing this season. We just would not. It wouldn't be happening. And those folks that you mentioned would be making zero dinero. You know what I'm saying? There'd be nothing. So it's not that they are an inconsequential consideration, but they are a small consideration. Frankly, I have sympathy for the players. We act, and I, you know, at one point I think you said, you know, the players have to be pros about this. Why can't they be human beings also? You know, they have families, they have wives, they have little children, and
but John, they obviously don't care if they go to the casino.
I don't know if that's true, Anthony. I mean, if you're getting away for a day, I mean, you don't have to be tied to your kids 24/7 to love them. But when you're asking them to be away from their kids for months at a time, that's a problem too. I mean, you've got the pendulum swinging too far the other way in response. You got to find somewhere in the middle ground, in my opinion.
Well, to me, it is, you know, it's in the St. Louis Cardinals front office has tried to shoot down the rumors, and I guess we'll have to wait till TMZ gets a piece of video. But they said that, quote, "I have no factual reason to believe that is true." I don't know where the story would have come from if somebody just would have made it up out of thin air. But we'll have to wait and see if, you know, somebody has some video released or if we can get some names of some of the individuals or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I look at this and I look at MLB's failure to address what happened with Houston and the Astros in their championship run, and the failure to regulate and throw a hammer at people that were openly cheating. So now I'm looking at it like, well, what is MLB going to do with this? Because if they're not going to, if they're not going to suspend or really, you know, do anything for the, to the actual players that were a part of the cheating, like we've seen the Astros this year and who was it? It was the,
hold on with the Astros here. Major League Baseball doesn't find anything out until they give the Astros immunity to talk about what happened. And so you can't say, okay, you have immunity, tell us what happened. And then you find out and you're like, whoa, you did that? Your immunity's out the window. You, that's not how this, this country works, Anthony. You can't do that.
You can grant them immunity, but you could strip the title from them. You could say, hey, yeah, you're immune as a player. You're still going to get your checks, but we're not going to recognize this title. The NCAA does it all the time. You know, strip them.
You're right. They vacate them. I hear that. But I hear people wanting to punish the players. And I think you said that you wanted the players punished for this.
Oh, absolutely. The players, they will be.
To get the, well, yeah, we saw that a little bit with the Dodgers. But now you can't grant someone immunity and then take it away. It's not, you know, this is not some parlor trick where you're pulling the tablecloth out from underneath all the stuff on the table. That's not how this rolls. So you got to be careful there.
Fair opposition to my comment. Fair opposition there. That's a good point. I can't really argue that. Yeah, it makes sense. Still, I rely on the Baseball Writers Association of America to handle this when Hall of Fame swings around and people say, "What about Jose Altuve?" That shouldn't even be a question. You're going to knock out Pete Rose. I don't want to see Altuve anywhere near it.
Oh, easy now.
Anywhere near it.
You just said the magic words to tick me off talking about Pete Rose. Come on now. This guy broke rule number one on any clubhouse wall in professional baseball. That's rule number one. Don't bet on games. Dude did. Lied about it for how long? 15 years?
100 years.
Until he finally admitted, oh, by the way, and did it in like his third book. You know, I mean, come on. No. Pete Rose is a cheating level all unto himself. Okay? Ain't nobody cheated like Pete Rose cheated. So that's, come on now.
Did Pete Rose throw games?
Did Pete Rose throw games? Did Pete Rose help or hurt the Reds to try and win back? Is that okay? You know, if he did, then yeah, he threw games. Well, I didn't bet on my team this time, so I don't care if it's, you know, I want to win, but man, I have a bet on the team. I really need them to win this game. That's okay, though, right? That's what you're telling me? That's okay.
No, I didn't condone that at all.
I bet on my team. I got to do whatever it takes to win this game. He's not supposed to bet on games. Come on. In a world where we want black and white, and the world is full of gray, this is black and white. We should be celebrating. Well, at least we know that Pete Rose is completely doing something illegal and should be drummed out of the game for it. This is easy.
And I'm with you. I don't want him in the Hall of Fame.
We've been given a layup, and you don't want it. Take the layup, babe. Take the layup.
No, I'm telling you, I don't want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. That has nothing to do with some of his personal transgressions running across the Ohio River either that we found out later on in life. All I'm saying is that if you keep Pete Rose out for you know, basically cheating, and if that's what we can call it, then I want those guys out too, the Astros out too. And I pose this question, and you know, we brought up the case about Verlander. Because, okay, there's a local tie, and it's like, okay, would you vote for Justin Verlander to make it to the Hall of Fame? And I said, well, does it really affect the pitching? And then the question turned into, it's a lot easier to pitch, isn't it, when you know that you have a little bit of run support going on there? And I was like, well, I guess, do you kind of single out the Houston years and just focus on the Detroit years? Would you have been a Hall of Famer at that point? It's wild. It's a wild conversation. But I don't want him anywhere near it. So we'll swing back full circle back to this Cardinals Tigers. So the Tigers won't play for a couple days, and who knows how they're going to handle this, you know, for the next 4 or 5 days. But they played three games.
Yeah, the Tigers have such a great history of dealing with delays, don't they? Without naming the other couple of World Series losses where they had to wait for a National League opponent and never really got it started. That's great history by the Tigers. on delays, isn't it?
Not ideal. Not one that we reflect fondly upon, that's for sure. But I look at this series, you know, Friday night looked great. 7-2 win over the Reds. Saturday got postponed. They played the doubleheader that was seven innings. A lot of folks have a problem with the seven-inning doubleheader. I don't know. Did we talk about this last week?
Really?
I don't have an issue with it at all. No, I think it's fantastic.
What was the problem with the seven-inning doubleheader?
It's beer league softball. It's not real baseball. This is the major leagues. You play nine. I remember a lot of stories about people reminiscing about their yesteryears, about going to Tiger Stadium for X amount of bucks and sitting in the bleachers and catching 2 9-inning games, and why can't they do it now?
Well, easy. Yeah, of course. You know, we also want to look back to those glory days when pitchers in both leagues struck out four times during their complete game. And, you know, we hardly used bullpens. And by the way, we do not want any of those African-American players in our game either. You know, let's keep the game just the way it was. Come on, folks. Seriously? And that's the worst thing. I mean, let's watch it and see how it rolls, okay? I got to be honest. They have enough pitchers. I don't understand why they're going to seven-inning doubleheaders. I guess it's to get off the field quicker, I guess. Fine. You know, to me, that is, of all the rules, the one that is the surest to not survive beyond this year. But to say, saying you don't like it because we've never done it that way, to me, that is pig-headed. That is short-sighted. Let's judge it on its merits, not judge it because, well, we never used to do it that way, you know. That's backwards. Let's at least have a little forward progress. And remember, Anthony, I'm not telling you these guys, people are wrong because seven-inning games are great. I'm just saying, let's judge it. Let's see. Let's not be so provincial and stuck in our ways that we end up being get off my lawn guy. You know, that's let's avoid that.
Well, John, I'm telling you what, we have I feel like we just picked up the phone, but we're up against it. I didn't even get a chance to dive into what the Pac-12 players demands, as you are a Football Writers Association of America, a contributor and a voter for the National Football Foundation Super 16 poll, and the college ball rolls around. So we might have to save that for a later date, my friend. John Wagner, always bringing the heat. He's like the Randy Johnson on this program. John, my friend, as always, I appreciate the time.
Stay safe, wear a mask. Love you, folks. Talk to you next week, Anthony.
Boy, he was all worked up. All sorts of worked up. All right, that's the end of hour number one. Don't go anywhere. Coming up in hour number two, we're going to dive into a little bit of what happened in the NBA and the NHL from yesterday. Where do we stand? The NBA qualifier games. Where do we stand in the NHL games? What's happening with all of that? We'll get to all of that and more coming up here on X's and Bros in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked here on the Michigan Sports Network.
As a healthcare professional, you care for your patients. But who will care for your practice? Who will keep it healthy? And who do you refer to if it takes a turn for the worse? Just as you may consult with another healthcare specialist, so too should you seek out tax and accounting specialists to consult with regarding specific issues your practice may face. That's where we come in. We're Bean Gardner. And while your business is keeping people physically healthy, our business is helping you keep your practice financially healthy. We'll provide you with the innovative business solutions your practice needs without compromising your patient focus. Whether you're a doctor or dentist, a sole practitioner, or a multi-physician practice, before you see patients, come see us first. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Gardner. Find us online, beangardner.com. Bean Gardner.
Attention, Davenport University graduating class of 2020. A large number of your fellow Davenport 2020 graduates are not happy with Davenport's current plan for graduation ceremonies and would like change. If you agree and feel change needs to be made, join our Facebook group, Protest for Change DU 2020 Graduation. That's Protest for Change DU 2020 Graduation on Facebook. Other college graduates are getting more. Let Davenport's administration know your hard work deserves better.
Huge here for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of GR, a couple hours from Detroit, maybe an hour and a half if you're coming down from Traverse City. It's accessible to everybody listening right now, and it's one of America's top public golf resorts. They offer two 18-hole layouts, Tullymore and St. Ives. They have fantastic stay-and-play packages like the Sizzle and Summer deal that includes a prime rib dinner. Go to TullymoreGolf.com, book that stay-and-play package, mention the Huge Show, and you could save at TullymoreGolf.com. Also, check out the Lodge. It holds 24 people if you want to have the ultimate stay-and-play getaway when it comes to golf and also after your round. They offer fine dining to great sandwiches and more. See it for yourself at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.